नमस्कारेभ्य अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे ऊनत्रिंशः पाठः सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य सप्तदशः दिनाङ्कः मीनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः नास्तिकारम्बररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते अष्टाध्याय्यां विभक्त्यधिकारं मिलित्वा पठामः अनभिहिते कर्मणि द्वितीया तृतीया च होश्छन्दसि अन्तरान्तरेण युक्ते कालाद्धनोरत्यन्तसंयोगे अपवर्गे तृतीया सप्तमी पञ्चम्यौ कारकमध्ये कर्मप्रवचनीययुक्ते द्वितीया यस्मादधिकन्यस्य चेश्वरवचनं तत्र सप्तमी पञ्चम्यपाङ्परिभिः प्रतिनिधिप्रतिदाने च यस्मात् प्रत्यर्थकर्मणि द्वितीया चतुर्थ्यौ चेष्टायामनध्वनि चतुर्थी सम्प्रदाने क्रियार्थोपपदस्य च कर्मणि स्थानिनः तुमर्थाच्च भाववचनात् नमःस्वस्ति स्वाहा स्वधालम्बषड्योगाच्च मन्यकर्मण्यनादरे विभाषा प्राणिषु कर्तृकरणयोस्तृतीया सह युक्ते प्रधाने येनाङ्गविकारः इत्थं भूतलक्षणे संन्योन्यतरस्याङ्कर्मणि हेतौ अकर्तरिणे पञ्चमी विभाषागुणे स्त्रियां षष्ठी हेतुप्रयोगे सर्वनाम्नस्तृतीया च अपादाने पञ्चमी अन्यारादितरर्थे दिक्षब्दाञ्चूत्तरपदाजाहि युक्ते षष्ठितसर्थप्रत्ययेन येन पाद्वितीया पृथग्विनानाभिस्तृतीयान्यतरस्याम् करणे च स्तोकाल्पकृच्छकविपयस्यासत्त्ववचनस्य दूरान्तिकार्थे षष्ठ्यन्यतरस्याम् दूरान्तिकार्थेभ्यो द्वितीया च सप्तम्यधिकरणे च यस्य च भावेन भावलक्षणम् षष्ठी चानादरे स्वामीश्वराधिपतिदायादसाक्षिप्रतिभूप्रसूतैश्च आयुक्तकुशलाभ्याम् चासेवायाम् इतश्च निर्धारणम् पञ्चमी विभक्ते साधुनिपुणाभ्याम् अर्चायाम् सप्तम्यप्रतेः प्रसितोत्सुकाभ्याम् तृतीया च नक्षत्रे च लुपे प्रातिपदिकार्थलिङ्गपरिमाणवचनमात्रे प्रथमा सम्बोधने च सामन्त्रितम् एकवचनम् सम्बुद्धिः षष्ठी शेषे द्योविदर्थस्य करणे अधीगर्थदयेषाम् कर्मणि कृण्यः प्रतियत्ने रुजार्थानाम् भाववचनानाम् अज्वरेः आशिषिनाथः जासिनिप्रहणनाटक्रासुपिषाम् हिंसायाम् व्यवहृपणोत्समर्थयोः दिवस्तदर्थस्य विभाषोपसर्गे द्वितीया ब्राह्मणे प्रेष्यब्रुवोर्हविषो देवतासम्प्रदाने चतुर्थ्यर्थे बहुलम् छन्दसि यजेश्च करणे कृत्वोऽर्थप्रयोगे कालेऽधिकरणे कर्तृकर्मणोः कृति उभयप्राप्तौ कर्मणि कृतस्य च वर्तमाने अधिकरणवाचिनश्च न लोकाव्ययनिष्ठा खलस्थतृणाम् अकेनोर्भविष्यदाधमन्ययोः कृत्यानाम् कर्तरिव तुल्यार्थैरतुलोपमाभ्याम् तृतीयान्यतरस्याम् चतुर्थी चाशिष्यायुष्यमद्रभद्रकुशलसुखार्थहितैः द्विगुरेकवचनम् कारकप्रकरणे कर्मप्रवचनीयाः अधीयमानाः सन्ति कर्मप्रवचनीयाः इति संज्ञाधिकारः प्रथमाध्यायस्य चतुर्थपादस्य द्व्यशीतितमसूत्रानारभ्य सप्तनवतितमसूत्रपर्यन्तम् गच्छति परादीनां क्रियायोगे कर्मों प्रवचनीय सम्यक धीत क्रियायोगः अस्ति वा नास्ति इति संदेहः किन्तु दीक्षितानां मते तु क्रियायोगः अस्ति अत एव गत्युपसर्गसंज्ञापवादः कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति गतिसंज्ञायाः उपसर्गसंज्ञायाश्च बाधकत्वेन विधीयते अतः गतिसंज्ञाप्रयुक्तकार्याणाम् उपसर्गसंज्ञाप्रयुक्तकार्याणां च निवारणम् एकं प्रयोजनं कर्मप्रवचनीयते द्वितीया इत्यादिभिः विशिष्ट विभक्ति विधानं च अपरं प्रयोजनं संज्ञायाः अनुलक्षणे इति प्रथमं सूत्रं लक्षणे हेतुभूते लक्षणे वाच्ये अनोः कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति हेतुतृतीयायाः अपवादत्वेन द्वितीया विभक्तिश्च भवति पर्जन्यः जपमनु प्रावर्षत् एवं तृतीयार्थे तृतीयार्थे साहित्ये सहस्य सह इत्यस्य भावः साहित्यं तस्मिन् द्योत्ये अनु इत्यस्य कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति नदीमनु अवसिता सेना तस्य नद्या सह सम्बद्धा इत्यर्थे हीने हीनत्वे द्योत्ये अपि अनु इत्यस्य कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति अनु हरिं सुराः हरेः हीनाः सुराः इत्यर्थे हीन इत्येतत् अनुना द्योत्यते अतः हरिम् अनु हरेः इति षष्ठी सम्बन्धषष्ठीं बाधित्वा कर्मप्रवचनीययुक्तत्वात् द्वितीया विभक्तिर्भवति उपोधिके च उप इत्येतत्तु हीने अधिके च द्योत्ये कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञको भवति सो इट् इण्डिकेट्स् बोत् हीन एण्ड् अधिक वी हाव् कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा हीने द्वितीया विभक्तिर्भवति उपहरिं सुराः इति अधिके तु सप्तमी विभक्तिः अग्रे वक्ष्यते सो अगेन् इन् सप्तमी विभक्तिप्रकरण हि टेक्स् अप् कर्म प्रवचनीय सो दे हि गिव्स् यस्मादधिकं यस्य चेश्वरवचनं तत्र सप्तमी सूत्र विच् वि सा इन् द्रष्टव्ये यस्मादधिकं सो यत्र आधिक्यम् इति उच्यते तत्र सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति लक्षणेत्थं भूताख्यानभागदीप्सासु प्रतिपर्यनवः प्रति परि अनु इत्येतेषां त्रयाणामपि कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति एष्वर्थेषु विषयभूतेषु लक्षणं नाम ज्ञापकम् अनिण्डिकेटर् इत्थं भूताख्यानं कञ्चित् प्रकारं प्राप्तस्य कथनं सो टु इण्डिकेट् सम्बडी हस् गेन्ड् सम् अट्रिब्यूट् सो टु इण्डिकेट् द विषय आफ् दट् अट्रिब्यूट् सो भक्तिविषयः विष्णुः अतः विष्णुं प्रति भक्तः एवं भागः भागः नाम अंशः तत् स्वामी सो टु इण्डिकेट् द ओनर् आफ् सम् पार्ट् वीप्सा कात्स्न्येन अभिव्याप्तुम् इच्छा वीप्सा वृक्षं वृक्षं प्रति सिञ्चति सो टु वाटर् ईच् ट्री इत्यर्थे कार्त्स्न्येन सर्वान् वृक्षान् सेक्तुं यत्र इच्छा भवति तत्र वीप्सा तत्र पुनः कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति अभिरभागे अभि इत्येतस्य तु भागवर्जम् उपरिष्टात् चत्वारः विषयाः निर्दिष्टाः तत्र भागं त्यक्त्वा अन्येषु त्रिषु विषयभूतेषु अर्थात् लक्षणे इत्थं भूताख्याने वीप्सायां च अभि इत्यस्य कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति भागार्थे तु न भवति यदत्र मम अभिष्यात् तद्दीयत मम भागः दीयताम् इत्यर्थे अभि इत्यस्य प्रयोगे कर्मप्रवचनीयं नास्ति कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वं नास्ति अतः द्वितीया विभक्तिर्न भवति अभिष्यात् इत्यत्र शत्वनिवारणम् अपि न भवति यदि कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वं यथा वृक्षं वृक्षम् अभि सिञ्चति तत्र शत्वं न भवति कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा उपसर्गसंज्ञां बाधते अतः उपसर्गप्रयुक्तस्य कार्यस्य निवारणमपि भवति यत्र भागार्थे कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वं नास्ति इत्यतः विभक्तिः न भवति तत्प्रयुक्ता द्वितीया विभक्तिर्न भवति शत्ववारणम् अपि न भवति अर्थात् शत्वं भवति अधिपरि अनर्थकौ अनर्थान्तरौ यत्र धात्वर्थमेव द्योतयन्ति अधिपरि इत्येते इत्येतौ न तु किमप्यर्थान्तरं तत्रापि कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा भवति कुतः पर्यागच्छति इत्यादीन्यदाहरणानि तत्र गतिर्गतौ इत्यादि गतिसंज्ञाप्रयुक्तकार्यस्य निवारणं प्रयोजनं भवति कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञायाः सो कण्टिन्यूङ्ग् वित् दिस् सुः पूजायाम् सुः पूजायां कर्मप्रवचनीयः इत्यधिक्रियते सो पूजा पूजार्थकत्वे गम्ये सो वेन् इट् इण्डिकेट्स् रेस्पेक्ट् आर् वर्शिप् संथिङ्ग् वेल् डन् इत्यर्थे सु इत्यस्य प्रयोगे कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वम् अस्ति सुसिक्तं सुष्ठुतम् अस्ति अनुपसर्गत्वात् नशः सुसिक्तं सम्यक् सिक्तं सम्यक् स्तुतं सो वेल् वाटर्ड् और् वेल् प्रेस्ड् इत्यर्थे सो पूजार्थकत्वमस्ति सु इत्यस्य कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वम् अनुपसर्गत्वात् न सः केवलं सुसिक्तम् इत्युक्ते विभक्तेः प्रसक्तिः नास्ति सिक्ते सेकक्रियायामेव अन्वयः सु इत्यस्य तत्र Excuse me, I don't know what happened to my presentation. अनुपसर्गत्वात् न शः कर्मप्रचनीयसंज्ञया उपसर्गसंज्ञा बाध्यते अतः षत्वं न भवति सो दशत्व आन् शिक्त अभिष्टुत इति भवति तत्तु अत्र न भवति इत्यर्थः पूजायां किं सो वै पूजा बिकास् द प्रिफिक्स् सु आल्वेस् इण्डिकेट्स् संथिङ्ग् विच् इस् वेल् डन् सु आल्वेस् इण्डिकेट्स् पूजा दट् इस् a praise or respect. So, why pujayam? Kivartham pujayam iti vaktavyam. Sushiktani kim syattamatra iti adharanam diyate. So, here he gives a context. So, as you can see, I mean, there are some words which are probably, I mean, which mean a good thing, but depending on the context, it might mean something the opposite, quite the opposite, based on the tone or the context. So he says here, Sushitvam kim syat tavatra. Iti udaharanam. Shepahayam. He says this is a case not of respect but of contempt. Katham iti vashyamaha. So the vyakhyana gives the prasanga. What is the context? So Sushitvam kim syat tavatra. Tvaya samyak siktam kintu अत्र अस्मिन् सुसेके कृते सति सेक्तुः तव किं न किञ्चिदपि इत्यर्थः सो कान्टेक्स्ट् इस् समबडी हेस् डन् थिङ्ग् वेल् दट् इस् हेस् वाटर् समथिङ्ग् वेल् किं स्यात् तव अत्र वाट् इस् द यूस् यु डिड् समथिङ्ग् एल्स् बट् वाट् इस् द यूस् इस् द क्वश्चन् सो द थिङ्ग् कन्वेड् हियर् इस् एक्चुलि देर् इस् नो यूस् इन् हेविङ्ग् पेड् सो मच् अटेन्शन् टु दिस् जाब् आर् डूयिङ्ग् इट् सो वेल् सो इट् एक्चुलि टर्न्स् औट् टु बि अक्षेप इन्स्टेड् आफ् पूजा सुसिक्तं Sushiktam is correct. That is, I mean, he has done it well, but it is pointless. So, when you are saying that, it means that there is kshepa of the seka and not puja, not praise. Maybe he watered when it rained. Yeah, I mean, that is probably one of the cases. Okay, so where it does not have any purpose. Or he did something, I mean, when he was supposed to be doing something else. More useful, or I mean, any such thing. So, tvaya samyak siktam, kintu atrasmin suseke krate sati siktuhu tavakim, na kinsidati tyarthaha, kshepoyam iti, ninda atra gamyate. ಸೇಕಕ್ರಿಯಾಕರ್ತುಃ ಪೂಜ್ಯತ್ವೇ ಗಮ್ಯೇ ಏವ ಅತ್ರ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವಚನೀಯತ್ವಂ ತದಭಾವಾತ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಸುನೋತಿ ಇತಿ ಶತ್ವಂ. ಸೊ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಪೂಜಾ ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವಚನೀಯ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಶತ್ವ ಬೈ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಾತ್ ಸುನೋತಿ ಇತ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಸೊ ಸುಶಿಕ್ತಂ ಇತಿ ಶತ್ವಂ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್. ಅತಿರತಿಕ್ರಮಣೆ ಚ ಅತಿ ಅತಿಕ್ರಮಣೆ ಚ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಚಕಾರಾತ್ ಪೂಜಾಯಾಮ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸಮುಚ್ಚೀಯತೆ. ಅತಿಕ್ರಮಣೆ ಪೂಜಾಯಾಮ್ ಚ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಅತಿಕ್ರಮಣ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೂಜಾಯಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಅತಿ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವಚನೀಯ ಸಮಯ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ದ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಅತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವಚನೀಯ. ಅತಿ ದೇವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಃ. ಸೊ ಅತಿ ದೇವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಃ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣ ವಿಷಯ ದೇವೇಭ್ಯಃ ಅಧಿಕಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಪೂಜ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ವಾ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ ಈದರ್ ಪೂಜಾ ಆರ್ ಅತಿಕ್ರಮಣ. ಅತಿಕ್ರಮಣ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಕ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣ is atikramana or just puja. It is just indicates worship. So devanam api pujyah ityartheva prayogah atra atehe karma pravachaniyatvam tasmat devan iti dvitiya vibhakti. So because of the karma pravachaniya we have dvitiya vibhakti. Atidevan krishnah iti prapancha samrakshana vishaye devebhyah ಅಧಿಕಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಪೂಜ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ವಾ. ಆದ್ಯೇ ಅರ್ಥೆ ಕುಗತಿ ಪ್ರಾದಯಃ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೋ ನ ಸ್ವತೀ ಪೂಜಾಯಾಮ್ ಇತಿ ನಿಯಮಾತ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯೇ ತು ಅನಭಿಧಾನಾತ್ ನ ಇತ್ಯಾಹುಃ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸಮಾಸ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. ಪ್ರಾದಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಸಮಾಸ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಸಮಾಸ. ಅಂಡ್ ಓಕೆ. ಸೊ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್, ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಅಪಿ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಭಾವನಾನ್ವವ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಗ್ರಹ ಸಮುಚ್ಚಯೇಷು. ಅಪಿ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಭಾವನಾ ಅನ್ವವಸರ್ಗ ಗ್ರಹ ಸಮುಚ್ಚಯೇಷು ಏಷು ಪಂಚಸು ಅರ್ಥೇಷು ಅಪಿ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಪ್ರವಚನೀಯ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಭವತಿ. ಏಷು ದ್ಯೋತ್ಯೇಷು ಅಪಿ ಉಕ್ತ ಸಂಜ್ಞಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಅಪಿ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಪದಾರ್ಥಶ್ಚ ಸಂಭಾವನಂಚ ಅನ್ವವಸರ್ಗಶ್ಚ ಗ್ರಹ ಚ ಸಮುಚ್ಚಯಶ್ಚೇತಿ ದ್ವಂದ್ವಃ. ಏಷು ದ್ಯೋತಕತೆಯ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನಃ ಅಪಿ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವಚನೀಯಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫೈವ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಭಾವನಾ ಅನ್ವವಸರ್ಗ ಗ್ರಹ ಸಮುಚ್ಚಯ. ವಿಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಈಚ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್. ಸರ್ಪಿಷೋಪಿ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮಂ ಉದಾಹರಣಂ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೀ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಮೀನ್. ಸರ್ಪಿಷೋಪಿ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯತ್ರ ಅತಿದೌರ್ಲಭ್ಯಾತ್ ಅತ್ಯಲ್ಪಮಾಜ್ಯಂ ಭುಂಜಾನೇಭ್ಯೋ ದೀಯತೆ ತದ್ ಉಪಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಮಿದಂ ವಾಕ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಅ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನಲ್ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಘೃತಂ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ಪಿ ಇಸ್ ಘೀ. ಘೀ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಘೀ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೆಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ. ಯತ್ರ ಅತಿದೌರ್ಲಭ್ಯಾತ್ ಅತ್ಯಲ್ಪಂ ಆಜ್ಯಂ ಭುಂಜಾನೇಭ್ಯಃ ದೀಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಹೂವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಘೀ. ಸೊ ತದ್ ಉಪಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಮಿದಂ ವಾಕ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ಟು ಮಾಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಘೀ. ಸರ್ಪಿಷೋಪಿ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಓ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇವನ್ ಘೀ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಘೀ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ನೆಗ್ಲಿಜಿಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್. So what is the padartha here? To see, what does that api indicate? Anupasargatvat nashaha. So there is karma pravachaniya for api here. Api indicates padartha, and therefore there is karma pravachaniya. And api syat anupasargatvat shatvam na bhavati iti prayojanam. Okay. Satra kaha sarpishaha iti shashti vibhakti. Padarthatvam katham iti prashnaha. Aprayujyamanasya padantarasya arthaha padarthaha. Padasya arthaha padarthaha. Padartha is the meaning of a word. Of which word? Aprayujyamanasya padantarasya arthaha. So api here indicates the meaning of a word which is not being directly used. Okay, which is that word? Sarpishaha bindoho sambhavana atrochyate. Api syat ityasti. Syat iti linglakaraha sambhavana. Okay, so it indicates the presence. Sarpishaha bindoho sambhavana of just a drop of ghee. Sarpishaha binduhu. Okay, so a drop of ghee. So it indicates that there is a sambhavana that when he is serving, there is a sambhavana of a drop of ghee falling into the plate. Okay, it might or might not. So that is the quantity of ghee. So sarpishaha bindoho sambhavana, the bindu, that is the drop, is the word which is not being used and is indicated by the api. That is, there is even just a drop of ghee. So bindu shabdaha aprayuktaha, the word bindu is not used here, but it is indicated by api. Tadarthadyotakaha apihi. Ataha padarthe ityasya na udaharanam. So here api is used to indicate the meaning of a word which is not used. Prayujyamanasya padantarasya arthaha padarthaha padarthadyotakaha apihi. So sambhavanayam ling. Api syat iti lingakaraha sambhavanayam. So tasyaha eva vishayabhute bhavane. Nama bhavanam. Syat is asa bhuvi, to be there, presence. Okay. Kartru daurlabhya prayuktam daurlabhyam dyotayan api shabdaha. So api indicates the daurlabhya, the absence, or that it is not available, difficulty in obtaining that ghee. Syad ityanena sambadhyate. So api is associated with syat. So, it is the sambhavana of what? The possibility of the presence of bindu. Bindohu bhavanasya arthat sattayaha sambhavana. He is explaining why it is sambhavanayam ling. Okay. So, it is the sambhavana of the presence of a drop. Tatra karta binduhu. Sarpishaha binduhu syat. There might be a drop of ghee. Tasya daurlabhyam apihi dyotayati. Sarpishaha iti shashthitu, apishabdena gamyamanasya bindoho avayava avayavi bhava sambandhe. So he is trying to explain why it is sarpishaha is shashti. So it is not directly associated with api. Okay? Generally, if it is karma pravachaniya yukte, you should have dvitiya. But sarpishaha is associated with the bindu which is indicated by api. Okay? It is not directly associated with api itself. Sarpishaha iti shashthitu, apishabdena gamyamanasya bindoho avayava avayavi bhava sambandhe. Sarpishaha bindoho, a drop of ghee. Iti annayaha. Yameva apishabdasya padarthadyotakata nama. So this is why we say it is padarthadyotaka. That is, it indicates the meaning of some other word which is not present. And sarpi is related to that word and not directly to api. That is why we don't have dvitiya on sarpi. Sarpishaha bindoho api. Syat. Sarpishaha binduhu syat ityarthaha. So that bindu is indicated by api and it is related to the sambhavana of ding. Dvitiya tu neha pravartate. There is no dvitiya. Sarpishaha binduna yogaha natu apina. Because the word sarpi is actually related to the bindu and not to api. Okay, so that is about the first example, which is sarpishopi syat. So what does the Rakhyana says the same thing, and it's pretty long. So I took out whatever is the relevant, sentences were written, between were from the Vala Manorama. So I took out only the relevant things if you want them, and you can read through it. If you have any questions, you can ask me. So the next example is Sambhavana. Padartha Sambhavana. Apistuyad Vishnu. So you can even praise Vishnu is the question. Sambhavanam nama shaktyutkarsham avishkartum atyuktihi. So it is an exaggeration. What it means is, it is impossible to praise Vishnu because he is so great that it is impossible for anybody to praise Vishnu. So apistuyad Vishnu. So Vishnu api stuyat. So is this shaktyutkarsha, the extreme, the possibility or the capability to praise even Vishnu. Avishkartum atyuktihi. Is it possible? So that is the sense. Sambhavana, the possibility of having the capacity to praise Vishnu is what is being told here by the api. Okay, apistuyad Vishnum iti. So there is apistuyad Vishnum iti. Sambhavane aramiti chet siddhanta yoga iti linga. So there is lingakara in sambhavana. Sambhavana padam vyatrishte. Sambhavanam shaktyutkarsham. So avangmanasa gocharam Vishnu apistuyad stotum shaktaha ityarthaha. So Vishnu is avang manasa gochara, is beyond vak and manas, beyond speech and even mind. So tadrisham Vishnu api stuyat stotum shaktaha, somebody is capable. So that is atyukti, exaggeration, because Vishnu, it is impossible to do the stavana of such Vishnu. When he is beyond vak and manas, it is impossible to praise him with words. But it is an atyukti. Avang manasa gocharasya Vishnohu kenapi stotum ashakyatvat. So since it is impossible, this is an exaggeration. It indicates sambhavana, that he does it very well. Ityarthe prayogaha. Tatra karma pravachaniyatve upasargatva badhat upasargat sunoti iti shatvam na. Padartha Sambhavana Anvavasarga. Anvavasargaha Kamachara Nugyam. So it is permission to do as one wishes. Okay. So this Stuhi, the Ling and Lot are used in a series of what we call a Pravartana. So Vidhiling and Lot, both of them are used in the same sense. If you look at the Sutra, Vidhinimantrana Mantranadhishta Samprashna Sarthaneshu Ling. Okay, it is used in a range of emotions. So, starting from order to request. Okay, so an order is something which has to be done. There is no choice. So, then there are some cases where you can give, you can suggest something and leave it to the choice. Okay, you can suggest something with authority. You can request. So, all these things are conveyed by Lot or Lingakara. So here Anvavasarga is Kamachara Anugya. Kamachara is to do as one pleases. So it is the Anugya, permission to do as one pleases. Apistuhi. Tuhi is praise. Praise somebody. So apistuhi. If you want, you can praise or not. Ityarthe sa Kamacharaha apina jyotyate. Apistuhi. So Tuhiva Nava Yatheshtam Kuru. So if you want to praise, you can or not. So that Kamachara is indicated by Api. Okay. So that is itself is called Anvavasarga. Padartha Sambhavana Anvavasarga Garha. Garha is contempt. So Dhigdeva Dattam Apistuya Drushalam. Garha. So a contempt is indicated here. Dhig Devadattam. So that is why the Dhig Devadattam is given. I mean, to indicate that it is contempt. Fie on Devadatta. Why? Apistuyad Vrishalam. He is praising somebody. Vrishala. Vrishala is generally used for Shudra. Okay. So he is praising somebody who is not worthy of being praised. Okay. So by that, the garha, the contempt of Devadatta is being conveyed. Prishalam api stuyat. So he is praising somebody who is not worthy of praise. So that is indicative of the contempt regarding Devadatta. Dhik Devadattam api stuyat Prishalam. So the api indicates garha. Apistuya Drishanamiti. Garhadyotakam apim udaharati. Apistuya Drishanamiti. Garhayam ladapijatvoho iti latam badhitva. Paratvar antarangatvacha samhavanayam ling. So there is ling lakara. Atra Vrishalasya nindyatvat. Since Vrishala is nindya, tat stutehe nindyatvam gavyamanam apishabdaha dyotayati. Dhikdevadattam iti tat anuvadaha. So actually, if Dhikdevadattam is there, you don't need that apistuyad vishalam because the sense of dhik devadattam is conveyed by api. The garha is already conveyed by api. So you don't need the dhik. So it is just there to indicate that this is garha. Samuchaye. Padartha sambhavananmava sarga garha samuchayeshu. Samuchaya is conjunction to do two things like cha, chakara. So api sincha, api stuhi. So it means sincha is water and stuhi is pray. So say pray while you water, something like that. So you do both. Api sincha, api stuhi. Api dvayena militena samuchaya dyotanat. Pratyekam karma prasaniyatvat ubhayatra api shatva bhavaha. Sincha stuhi cha ityartha. So it just indicates the meaning of cha and, but it is associated with each. Api sincha, api stuhi. So, the samuchaya is indicated by both of them together. I mean, if you just have one, you don't, the samuchaya is not indicated. So, each api, that is both of these apis, will get karma pravachaniya samya independently. And therefore, there is shatva bhava in association with each. Api sincha, api stuhi. Ubhayatra api shatva bhava. Api dvayena militena samuchaya dyotanat. Pratyekam karma pravachaniyatvat. Ubhayatra api shatva bhavaha. Sincha stuhicha ityarthaha. Okay. So till here, it is the karma pravachaniyas which are covered under dvitiya vibhakti. Dvitiya vibhakti prakarane ye karma pravachaniyaha adhitaha te idani drishtaha. Okay. Because we have skipped that prakarana then. So the current context is, if you remember, we are in panchami vibhakti. Panchami vibhaktau upapada vibhakti prakarane smaha. So there are a few cases where karma pravachaniya gets panchami vibhakti. I mean, the word associated with karma pravachaniya, instead of dvitiya, there is panchami. Okay. So he defines such karma pravachaniya as now and indicates that there is panchami vibhakti. So there are two sutras here. The first is apapari varjane. Karma pravachaniyaha ityadhi kriyate. Etau nama apa pari ityetau dvau. Varjane. Varjana is to leave something to. Something is left out. So varjane karma pravachaniyau staha. So karma pravachaniyau staha iti. So we go back to the panchami prakarana. Karma prasaniyaha ityadhikratasya divachanena viparinamaha. So the adhikara is actually in bahuvachana, right? Karma prasaniyaha. But depending on the context, you have to do the vachana viparinama. It happens in all cases. Say anurlakshane. Anurlakshane karma prasaniyaha bhavati. So it has to be in ekavachana, but depending on the visheshya. So here, since it is two apapari, there is vachana viparinama for dvitiya. This is a common case of during anuvritti of words. Okay, vachana viparinama. So he does not give an example here. He defines this and he gives the example in the Vibhakti Vidhayaka Sutra. So this is just it, apapari varjane. So when apa and pari indicate varjana, they are karma pravachaniyas. Ang maryada vachane. And there is the particle ang. Maryada vachane karma pravachaniyaha bhavati. Ang maryadayam ukta samyaha syat. So maryada and abhidhi are two things which are indicated by ang. We see this in avyayi bhava samasa. Okay. Vachanagrahanad abhividhavapi ityasti. Kaha artha iti pashyamaha. Vachanagrahanad iti. तेन विना इति मर्यादा तेन सह इति अभिविधि. So, Maryada and Abhividhi, both of them indicate an avadhi, okay, the limit of something. Tena vidha, excluding the limit is Abhividhi. Tena saha, including the limit is, Tena vina is Maryada, okay, excluding the limit is Maryada and including the limit is Abhividhi. For example, when you say, Abalebhyaha Haribhaktihi, okay, there is devotion to Hari right from childhood. Okay, so it means including the childhood, there is Hari Bhakti. Okay, including children. So everybody, inclusive of children, are devotees of Hari. So there it is Abhividhi. It includes the limit which is being specified, that is children. Whereas if it says Amukti Samsaraha, Samsara exists till salvation. Okay, so it does not include Mukti. Once there is Mukti, there is no Samsara. Mukti Paryantam Samsaraha, that is Maryada. So, Mukti, the limit specified, lies beyond samsara, whereas Abalam Haribhaktihi, the Bala, that is the Haribhakti, lies inclusive of Balas. That is two senses which are both indicated by Ang, Maryada and Abhividhi. So, there is a sutra itself in Amayali Bhava Samasa which says Ang Maryada Abhividhyoho. Tena Vineti Maryada, Tena Saha Iti Abhividhihi. Maryada Shabdaha Yatrochyate Tan Maryada Vachanam. Now the question here is, Ang Maryada Vachane Ityuchyate. So should we take only Maryada or should we take Abhividhi also? Okay. So he says, Vachanagrahanad Abhividha Vapi. If he wanted Ang to be Karma Pravachaniya only in the sense of Maryada, he would have said Maryadayam. It is Laghu, right? It is easier to say Maryadayam than say Maryada Vachane. Ang Maryadayam ityukte eva siddhati. Vachane iti kimartham ityukte. Vachanagrahanad abhividhavapi. Maryadayam tatha abhividhav. Upayatrapi karma pravachaniyatvam bhavati iti nirdeshtum. Ang Maryadavachane iti sutram. Vachanagrahanad iti. Tena vineti Maryada, tena sahetya abhividhihi. Maryada shabdaha yatra uchyate tad Maryadavachanam. So Maryadavachana is that sutra where Maryada is specified. Ang Maryada Abhividhyoho iti sutram. So that is this refers to the sutra Ang Maryada Abhividhyoho, which is seen in the Samasa Prakarana. Tatra yaha Ang Drishtaha saha karma pravachaniya samyakaha syad ityarthaha. So the Ang which is seen there, that is the Ang which is used in the sense of Maryada and also Abhividhi, will be called karma pravachaniya. Tathacha Maryadabhividhyoho Ang Karma Pravachaniyaha Iti Phalati Iti Bhavaha. Okay. So, Maryadavachane Ityanena Vasutaha Maryadabhividhyoho Ityeva Arthaha Gamyate. So, we take both Maryada and Abhividhi. So, when Ang indicates Maryada or Abhividhi, it gets Karma Pravachaniya Samnya. Pancham Yapang Parivihi iti Vibhakti Vidhayakam Sutram. So the sutra which gives Vibhakti here is Panchami Apa Ang Parivihi. So in association with these three karma pravachaniyas, Apa, Ang and Pari, there is Panchami Vibhakti. Karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya ityataha, karma pravachaniya yukte iti anuvartate. Etaihi karma pravachaniyaihi yoge Panchami Syat. Apaharehe Parihareha samsaraha. So this is an example for apapari varjane. Apaharehe samsaraha. So samsara is exclusive of Hari. I mean, if there is Hari, then you can get mukti from samsara. Apaharehe samsaraha. Pariharehe samsaraha. Apaharehe iti. Apahare samsaraha. Parihare samsaraha ityanvayaha harim varjayitva janimrati chakratmakam samsaranam. So, if you leave out Hari, then only we are stuck in this janimrati chakratmakam samsaranam. The samsara which is a cycle of life and death, birth and death. So, if we reach Hari, then there is no longer samsara. So, apaharehe pariharehe samsaraha. pari ratra varjane. So where there is pari is used in sense of varjana, there is karma pravachaniya and there is this. Parivatreti, panchamyaka apang parivihi ityatra varjanarthaka varjanarthakena apina sahacharya parirapi varjanarthaka eva drishyate. Now the question is, it says panchami apang parivihi. Okay. Pari gets karma pravachaniya samnya in sense of varjana by apapari varjane. But also, lakshanetham bhutakhyana bhagaviksasu prati pari anavaha ityasti. Pari gets karma pravachaniya samnya in other senses also, like lakshana, ittham, bhutakhyana, etc. So should there be panchami always when in association with pari, or only when pari is used in the sense of varjana? So he says pari ratra varjane. Yatra varjane pari ityasya karma pravachaniyatvam tatra panchami vibhaktihi. Anyeshu artheshu yada karma pravachaniyatvam tada dvitiya. Like we saw in vriksham pari vidyotate vidyutu. So how do we get that? He says sahacharyat. So panchamyapang parivihi ityatra varjanarthakena apina sahacharyat parirapi varjanarthakaha eva grishyate. Sorry, parjanarthakena apena sahacharyat. The apa, panchami apang parivihi ityasti, apa, ang and pari. Apa gets karma pravachaniya samnya only in the sense of varjana. Anyatra kutrapi apa ityasya karma pravachaniya samnya nasti. Right? So apa gets karma pravachaniya only in varjana. So when pari is taken with apa, sahacharyat varjanarthakasyaiva pareha atrapi grahanam. So in this sutra, apa and pari are both indicative of varjana. So when they are indicative of varjana, we get panchami vibhakti. If there is pari in other senses, then it gets dvitiya vibhakti. The word associated with it gets dvitiya vibhakti. So pari ratra varjane. Panchami apa pari. So lakshanadav tu harim pari. So yatra lakshanadikam asti. Tatra harim pari itteva dvitiya vibhaktireva bhavati. Amuktehe samsaraha. Now it is an example of ang. Panchami, apa, ang, parivihi. He took apa and pari together because both of them indicate varjana. Ang. Amuktehe samsaraha. So maryada abhividhyoho. Maryadaya mudaharanam bhavati. Amuktehe samsaraha. Muktehe iti panchami vibhaktihi. So samsara exists till mukti, till we attain salvation. So beyond that, there is no samsara. So this is in maryada. Amuktehe iti. Muktehe prak iti avat. So before mukti. So once you reach mukti, there is no samsara. So it is tena vina iti maryada. Abhividhau asakalat brahma. Brahma, the parabrahma. Asakalat, it permeates everything. So, sakalam abhivyapya brahma tishthati. So, it includes everything. Ityarthe abhividhau anaha prayogahatra. So, tatrapi karma pravachaniyatvam bhavati. Ata panchami vibhaktihi. Asakalat brahma. Asakalati. Brahma sakalam abhivyapya vartate ityarthaha. So, it includes everything. Ityarthe asakalat brahma iti prayogaha. So maryadayam abhividhau cha ang ityasya karma pravachaniyatvam bhavati tat prayukta vibhaktischa panchami vibhaktischa. So there is one more karma pravachaniya for panchami vibhakti. Pratihi pratinidhi pratidanayoho. So the particle prati, when it indicates pratinidhi and pratidana. Okay. So tatra karma pravachaniya samyakaha bhavati. Karma pravachaniyaha ityadi kriyate. Etayohu arthayohu. Pratinidhyarthe pratidana arthe cha. Pratihi upta samyaha syat. The particle prati gets karma pravachaniya samya. So what is pratinidhi? Sadrishaha pratinidhihi. Somebody who resembles. Pratinidhi is actually representative. Okay. Who can represent a person in a situation? Only somebody who is similar. Okay. Say, if there is a class, and if there is a teacher teaching a class, then there is a substitute. So the substitute should be similar to the teacher, that he should have the same capabilities to substitute. Otherwise, he cannot be a substitute. So therefore, sadrishaha pratinidhi. Pratinidhi, a substitute or a representative, is sadrisha. It basically indicates the sadrishya, okay, similarity. And dattasya pratinidhyatanam pratidanam. Pratidanam, something has been given, it is being returned. Dattasya pratinidhyatanam. Returning something which has been given is called pratidana. So when both of these are indicated, the particle prati will have karma pravachaniya samya. And pratinidhi pratidane cha yasmat. So yasmat pratinidhi pratidanam. So that particle karma pravachaniyate dityayatataha karma pravachaniyate eti panchami iti cha anuvartate. So that is panchami vibhakti in association with such prati. Okay. So atra karma pravachaniyate yoge panchami syat. In the sense of pratinidhi and pratidana, when prati is used, there is panchami vibhakti. Pradyumnaha krishnat prati. So pradyumna is a representative or a substitute for Krishna. Okay, in something like a war field, krishnat prati. So here, prati indicates pratinidhi. Pradyumna is a pratinidhi of Krishna. So shashtim vadhitva panchami vibhakti. Pradyumnaha krishnat iti. Yuddhadav pradyumnaha krishna nirupita sadrishyavan ityartha. It means that his parakrama and his skill are very similar to that of Krishna. Pradyumna is Krishna's son, right? So yuddhadav pradyumnaha krishna nirupita sadrishyavan ityartha. Panchamyartha sadrishyam pratistu tadyotakah. So prati indicates sadrishya. Tilebhya prati yachati mashan. So he gives masha. Masha is the urad dal, urand. Right? So in return for tila, tila is til. Right? So tilebhyaha prati yachati masha. He has taken tila and he is giving back masha in return to it. So the pratidana can be the same thing or it can be the value of it. That is, it can be giving something back equal in value. Tilebhyaha prati yachati masha. Tilebhyaiti. Rinatrena grihitan tilan swarupena mulyadhyatmanava pratyarpayati. So he was taken some tila as loan. So he is giving them back. So either the price of that or something else for that. Okay. So tilebhya mashan pratyachati. So that is about the karma pravachaniya panchami in association with karma pravachaniya. So it is an upapada panchami. In association with certain karma pravachaniyas, we have panchami vibhakti. Okay. So then there are a few more things left in panchami vibhakti, where there is upapada vibhakti. So other than karma pravachaniya, there are some other words in association with which we have panchami vibhakti, which we will see in the next class. So we should be able to finish panchami and then start with shashti. We have two more vibhaktis to go after this, shashti and saptam. Any questions? We'll stop here. Mitra namaskritya tadat pish paribhav vyakaran siddhanta kaumudinam virachyate.